There are no non-commercials to discuss, so let's proceed immediately to True Grit and the King's Speech. To start with the lower level first, let's say that True Grit, while better than most movies, is not up to the best Coen Brothers movies or the 1969 original by director Henry Hathaway, starring John Wayne in his Oscar role. It has neither the peculiar point of view of real Coen Brothers classics like Fargo, Blood Simple, or Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, nor the rich humor of 1969. Jeff Bridges is never less than fine in anything, but there's no way he can offer the satisfactions of a genuine screen icon having a wee of a time semi-parodying his traditional roles. Wayne's alcoholic brute of a bounty hunter was leavened with an undercurrent of humor that made him almost lovable, and the Coen screenplay gives Bridges almost no opportunities for that. Their new True Grit also has a few grimly bloody spots and a touch of outhouse vulgarity, and in general a level of reality that undercuts its charm. This is supposedly much closer to Charles Portis' 1968 novel, which some apparently regard as practically sacred scripture. I can't judge that, but it seems to me that the story is too slight to support realism. And a new heroine, Halle Steinfeld, is less childlike than Kim Darby was, and fine as her performance is, she can't help but insert a leitmotif of eroticism that seems a tad out of place. I wish I could see the Coen True Grit without having seen the John Wayne version, because the two are so similar in events and exactly repeated lines that I can't judge them entirely separately. The Coens are never less than very good, but this time, the less you know or remember about their source, the better time you'll have. The King's Speech has no original, unless you want to compare it to My Fair Lady or its original, Shaw's Pygmalion. Elocution is not a common cinematic theme, and speech therapy is even more rare. But The King's Speech competes with Black Swan as my candidate for Best Movie of the Year, mostly because of Colin Firth and Jeffrey Rutch as the stuttering king and his speech teacher. Unpromising material? I would have guessed so. But David Seidler's screenplay and Tom Hooper's direction find humor and drama in every scene, and in the almost too tense final scene, almost every syllable of Firth's radio speech to unify the British public behind the war against Hitler. Firth manages to convey simultaneously pride and humiliation and desperation and anger and fear and determination without pushing any of them. His is one of the most remarkable performances I've ever seen. And Rush is fully his equal as a highly unconventional teacher whose methods border on the ridiculous, as acting coaches' methods frequently do, but who never doubts himself or, if he can keep him working, his genuinely handicapped student. You'll do yourself a favor by seeing either of these, but you just have to see The King's Speech if you really love movies. True Grit is good fun, considerably better than most, but The King's Speech is a phenomenon. Both feature excellent performances, but Colin Firth faces down a unique acting challenge and triumphs over it. It should get him an Academy Award, which will be an injustice, because under any normal conditions, Jeffrey Rush should get one. And I can't hope they decide his is a support role just so they can give him one. Maybe they can split the award. They've done that at least twice before, in 1932 and 1968, and the only possible justice is to do it again. Jim Erickson, over and out.